Rosh Chodesh Iyar, Monday the 9th of May, Rabbi Shaul Shrom, Sefira, making the days count.
Chodesh Iyar. I'd like to speak about Sefiras Omer, and Be'ikar, I'd like to discuss the Yesod, what's the Makor, and what's the Inyan of the Mitzvah of Sefira in the Torah. We find in the main, of course, place of Sefira is by Sefiras Omer, but Sefira also exists by whenever there's Tumah, we count 7 days of Tumah, and afterwards the Baal Tumah goes to Mikvah, and we have it by Yovelus. What's the Yesod of this Din Sefira? The most famous halachic shayla that comes about by Sefiras Omer is that a person, Shulchan Aruch says, that a person who wants to know what day Sefira is should make sure to ask what day was yesterday. He shouldn't ask what day is it today, lest the person say the day before his count is in a Sefira, and he's ready to be Yotzei Sefira. The question that the Noseh Kelim ask often is that there's a machlekas already in the Rishonim, and the machaber is nistapik if mitzvah sriches kavana or not. Do you need kavana for when you say a mitzvah? Now over here, the person about kavana to say the Sefira, he was answering someone else's question. So the Magen Avraham asks, what's pshat? The Shulchan Aruch advises the person not to say the right day. He wasn't mechavan bechalal. And the Maisa, the Shulchan Aruch himself paskens that mitzvah tzrichas chavana. So according to the mechavan himself, it's shver. If he holds mitzvah tzrichas chavana, why by Sefiras Omer is he so certain that this person is going to has already been Yotzei Sefiras Omer once before? This question, the Prima Godim says, this question is even shverer, because by Krishma we know Machaber himself paskens that if someone said Krishma and he wasn't Machaber, he was just reading it Mekorim Yotei Ksav, we say that he wasn't Yotzei, and he's not Lachmir, then he has to say Krishma. He has to say Krishma again. He says Achayv Krishma, and over here, it seems that he doesn't have to make a bracha. What's pshat? So the Chok Yaakov aunt says a few short words which Lachori need hezbo. He says the Efsha Dazemri Kavana Kimash Miskavan Al Kaponim Lema Kamayim Sefira. He wants to say how many days the Sefira is, even though he's not Machavan for the mitzvah. He's not thinking of Sefiras Omer. He's just telling you where he's up to. The entire mitzvah is just accounting. It's just mentioning the number. So lechayer, the question in Teretz needs to understand, what did the Magen Avraham seem to mean, and what did the Chok Yaakov mean to say that it's just a sphere of Alma? It's like, how is this different than any other mitzvah? The Beis Yosef himself brings in Siman Tov Kuf Beis, says that there's a difference between a mitzvah sheyesh bo maisa and a mitzvah sheyesh bo dibur. A mitzvah that has a maisa, there is a tzad that you don't need kavana. But a mitzvah that's totally completely on dibur, the Beis Yosef holds the maskana that you do need kavana. So over here, l'chori, the person never had kavana to be yotzei the mitzvah, and over here, the whole mitzvah is toilah b'dibur. It's like every other mitzvah, kirishma and tefillah, and l'chori, you have to have kavana in order to be yotzei. Another interesting place where we idea that Sefiras Omer is different is that the Magen Avraham asks. The Magen Avraham says that davka, if someone says Sefiras Omer in Lashon HaKodesh, and he understands what he's saying, he understands what the days and the weeks mean, If he doesn't understand, he's not Yotze. Now we know that the Chiyuv Tefillah and the Chiyuv everywhere else, the Magen Avraham are, the Marek Tzia asks that, that's Rabbi Yaakov Endon, sorry, on Rabbi Yaakov Endon's Siddur, his Pirush on the Siddur, he asks that every other mitzvah we know that even if, as long as he's saying Yiloshon HaKodesh, as long as he knows the words, you don't need to understand every single word of Shema Shmoin Esra, as long as you're saying Yiloshon HaKodesh, you're not saying a different Loshon, Avadu Yoytza. So why by Sfiris Oimer, if someone says Yiloshon HaKodesh, it's not Yoytza? Third way that Sfiris Oimer is also, the mechanics seem to be slightly different, is that the Magen Avraham and Rabbi Akiva Eiger is well known for posing this question, whether if someone writes the day of Sfiris Oimer, is that Nechshav like Dibur or not? Meaning, why does someone text his friend, as soon as it becomes Nacht, he sends out a group text, remember to count tonight, tonight is the 16th day of the Oimer. Is he Mekayim Ksiva Kedibur? Is he Mekayim Sfiris Oimer? So, of course, the question which everyone's asking is, why should Ksiva be Kedibur? A person can't just write down davening and think he's being Yotza. A person isn't Yotza Ksiva Kedibur or anything else. However, by Sfiris Oimer, Rabbi Akiva Eiger is in the stomach. He goes to the extent to on the day of his chasana, he was sent a letter by Rav Wolf Eiger, who signed up, who asked him that he signed off the letter. Hayoyim, he wrote Rav Eiger's name. He signed off the letter. Hayoyim kach b'kach la'omer, and it was sent to him back on the day of his letter. That's what it says. That's how the story is brought down. That weren't you yotzer already Sfiris Oimer by writing it on the letter? What is that called? Ksiva Kedibur. The mice is that Rekiba Eiger on the day of his chasana. It's called the mice. Huh? The Rabbi Akiva Eiger over there himself wanted to bring a raya from Megillah. That Megillah, if someone's writing Megillah, it says if someone's writing Megillah, and Metoich HaKsav, whilst he's writing the Megillah, it's on Purim, and he's writing the Megillah, and he wants to know, are you Yotza Megillah with writing the Megillah, or are you not Yotza? So the Gemara over there says Masik, that it has to be talking about when the Megillah is written, is in front of him, and he's reading it and writing it at the same time. Otherwise, there's no Havamina, like everyone seems to understand. So he brings a riot to that. If that you see over there by Megillah, that Davka because it was in front of him. However, if not for that, then you won't say Ksiva Kedibur. So the Chora we see that writing isn't sufficient. So Rabbi Akiva Eiger refuted that with a posh lachab. He says that Megillah, a person can't be yotze Megillah al peh. Megillah needs to be read, the whole thing, Metoich HaKsav. And therefore, even if one word is read, not inside, he said, therefore, if someone's writing it, HaKrochov, when he's writing it, and when he's saying it, there isn't Megillah Metoich HaKsav. So he says, you can't bring a raya from Megillah. Megillah is obviously different. However, It's not Kosher Megillah. However, the question was, what was the raya? The raya was never a raya because Megillah has to be written Metoich HaKsav, and this person, even if he's writing it and he was saying it at the time, it was still would never have been Kriya Metoich HaKsav. However, Sfiris Oimer, Avada, you could be Yotze even without, even had an opinion, a person could say Sfiris Oimer Baal Peh. However, we have to understand what was the Havamina Bechlal. Rekiv Eiger Avada is Masik that Ksiva is not Kedibur. The question is, what was the Havamina that Sfiris Oimer you could be Yotze with Ksiva? In order to understand what's this mitzvah Sfira, You have to come on to the Gemara. The Gemara in Menachos, the Gemara in Menachos says, "Sfaratim lachem imarchus haShabbos, miyem haviyachu sebal hatnufa sheva Shabbos is tamim istiyana." And we learn out from there that because it says "Sfaratim lachem" in the pasuk, and the Rishonim speak out, our friends speak out that because there's a yitur loshon of "Sfaratim lachem," it could have just said that after 50 days, after Pesach, Machos Hashavas, there should, after 50 days, there should be Shavuos. Why did they have to say a Sfaratim Lachem, you should count each pasuk for itself? We learn out from there that there has to be a sphere l'chol echad v'echad. Each person needs to do his own sphere. Another place where it uses this lashon of an individual counting is by spheres zaynikim of azova and by tumas. And Tosfos in Ksubas asks that it says in the pasuk v'sofer lo shiva yomim. It says in the pasuk that after 7 days of counting her shiva nikim, the zova is going to go to mikvah. Question is, why doesn't the zova also make a bracha? Al sfira zayin nikim. So Tosfos answers that because the sfira shiva nikim could be bottled, if she soisa during the 7 days, something comes up and she soisa, then shiva nikim will be incomplete. And if the shiva nikim is incomplete, she hasn't got the mitzvahs, she hasn't got the entire shiva nikim. And she never had it in the first place, so she made a bracha l'atola for whichever days she counted. So l'chora, that's why we said mash egin spirus oimer. Spirus oimer is one complete mitzvah. We know even more. We know that mitzvah mim liyoma, mitzvah liyim mishvor. There's a mitzvah to say both the days and the weeks, and therefore every single day has its own mitzvah in its own right. Therefore, a bracha applies. Mashenkin by sphere zaynikim, there's no bracha. However, the Shlah has a tshuva where he says that Tosfos was only retracting on the idea that she doesn't make a bracha. However, the mitzvah sphere stays, and the Shlah writes ma'olam nahakti ishti she tisboy hayoyim yoyim rishon hayoyim yoyim sheni. And she should say bepemole what day of the Shiva Nikim is. So the Noid Yehuda brings this Shlah, and he says that we never saw anywhere in the Poskim that anyone was matzrich a woman to say what to say hayoyim kach v'kach l'Shiva Nikim. We never saw there's a mitzvah sfira by a zava or by a nida, by any tumah before. So why is the Shlah seem to take on as dava poshut, and this is the way you're knowing? The Noid Yehuda says, what does it mean when Tosfos seems to have a very good question? It's exactly the same as Sfiras Oimer. He ends up that it's not the same because of this discrepancy of that he might come with the bracha of Atola. However, the rest of the mechanics of Sfiras Oimer should be the same. So he says, so Noid Yehuda says that what the Torah means when it says v'sofra lo is that there needs to be this idea of counting. It doesn't mean that someone needs to physically count. It means you need to have the same awareness as someone counting. The question is how are you mekayim a din sfira with this awareness? So the Radvaz asks on Tosfos. The Radvaz says, he brings Tosfos, and he says that there's a difference between Sfiras Oimer and Shiva Nikim. He says, Sfiras Oimer, the Chiyuv is on every single person. The person has got a Chiyuv to say Sfiras Oimer. Masha Inkein, by Tuma, if a person doesn't wish to become Tor, a person doesn't wish to conclude the 7 days, it's up to her. There's no specific chiyuv on a person. And therefore, no bracha applies. There's an alternative teretz to Tosfos. So the Chok Yaakov and the Pri Chodosh both ask on him, they say, why is this a reason not to make a bracha? We know there's plenty of brachas, plenty of mitzvahs, where the person has to make where the person hasn't got a chiyuv on himself to say, to have the mitzvah, like tzitzis, and he brings mezuzah. If a person doesn't wish to wear arba kanfis, he doesn't need to wear arba kanfis. Nevertheless, if he does wear arba kanfis, he has to avada say a bracha. A person doesn't want to live in a house. He says, what if a person decides to live on a ship? a ship's not mechuyah mezuzah, and therefore the fact that he decided to live in a house is up to him. And I would say it's not a chiyuv that's mutal on the person. It's not a chiyuv that each person is obliged to do. If that's the case, there shouldn't be a bracha. So he asks, what's pshat in the Radvaz that he says that? So the Avodram brings another teres. The Avodram says that the difference between Sfiras, I think this is how he's trying to understand the Radvaz. I'm not sure if that works out chronologically. He says that when the mitzvah is mutal on someone else, meaning you need two parties. The famous question is why didn't you make a mitzvah? Why didn't you make a bracha on tzedakah? And the teres the person say is because the oni might not accept it, and therefore you can never make a bracha over las yosan because the oni might never want to be mekabel it. That's one of the teresim. So over here similarly, the tumah tahara is not solely based on her. The stira could happen even irrespective of her, and therefore. You can't be mechayev the person to make a bracha if he's not in full control of the outcome of this mitzvah. So the Maritz Chias explains what's pshat in the Radvaz. What's pshat? The Radvaz is saying that if she doesn't want to become Torah, she doesn't need to be sofer shemnekim, and in which case there's no bracha because it's not a chayva olel. So he says that the Gemara in Menachot says that a mitzvah shegesh achreo, gemar mitzvah, eim avorchin rak lebesur. A mitzvah that has a gemar mitzvah at the end of it, you only make a bracha at the end. So Sfiras Omer, we understand, Sfiras Omer, there's a mitzvah, every single day is its own separate mitzvah. At least, lefi the way that we come at halacha lemaisa. He said, however, by Sfiras Zayin Nekiyin, there's no mitzvah on a person to complete the 7 days. There's no mitzvah on a person to complete them. There's a mitzvah that a person, when he completes 7 days, goes to mikvah and becomes Torah. There's no mitzvah intrinsically that a person has to complete the seventh day, and on the seventh day, something specific occurs. Rather, the mitzvah is that there's Shiva Nikiyin, there's 7 days where she has to be Torah and complete her Torah process. And afterwards, there's a mitzvah tefillah, a mitzvah that you have to go to mikvah. However, it's not all one long mitzvah. That's dafka nowadays. Midiraisa avada, we say tefillah bizmana mitzvah. On the seventh day, every person who was counting the 7 days of Tumah had to go to mikvah. However, b'zman hazeh, we don't pass through the reisa mitzvah, through b'zman mitzvah, and therefore on the seventh day, there's no specific mitzvah for a person to go to tefillah, and therefore the gemara mitzvah only occurs once a person has gone to mikvah. That is the gemara mitzvah of the sfira. However, the sfira is all a tally to come up to the sfira's shiva nekiyim. He says, therefore, what the Radvaz meant when he said, "Eino choyva olav dem lo tirsa l'tayr, ein tzricha shiva nekiyim," he doesn't mean that it's not a chiyuv on the person. He means there's no chiyuv on the person to complete it today. Therefore, there's no individual chiyuv of shiva nekiyim. It's all just a hechatimsa to come to the tvila, and because it's a hechatimsa to come to the tvila, you only make a bracha on the tvila because the tvila is the gemar mitzvah. L'maisa halacha l'maisa l'gabe shiva nekiyim. There's a big machlokes. The Sefer Aguda says that she has to make a bracha. The chinuch mamish says that there's no tzad she even mentions that she even there's no tzad that she even says the day and avada. B'nois Yisrael aren't makbid like that. And he says the loshon im lav b'nei neviim heim. And if they don't do it, then of course it must be that that's the halacha. However, the Me'il Tzedakah takes out from this halacha lemaisa, and the Sugya Torah paskins like that. It's negea frequently halacha lemaisa, that if a person is taka mesiach das totally. Avada, you don't need to count. Come go for the yoda. Avada, you don't need to count every day. However, you need to have an awareness that today's shivan, that today is one of your spheres zayin nikiyim. However, the Me'il Tzedakah says that if a woman is Masiach Das completely from a Shivnikim, she imagines that today isn't part of a process, or she was so she imagines that she hasn't completed it, then because it's not Sfurim Uvdukim, it's not counted and checked every day, therefore her Shivnikim doesn't go in. She's Taka not allowed to go to Mikvah. She doesn't remain Tahor. So L'chayra, you see that mitzvah that we started off with three questions on Sfiras Omer. Sfiras Omer isn't, you don't need to say it every single, if someone says it without kavana, he's yotza. Second of all, if someone, there's a havamina that if someone writes it mitecha ksav, then he's still yotza, even though this seems strange because no other mitzvah has a person, no other mitzvah can ksiva it. And be yotze the mitzvah, and third of all, we saw legabe loshen hakodesh, a person needs to actually understand every single word, whereas that doesn't apply by anything else. So, with the understanding of the native Yehuda, and the Rishonim, when it comes to Sfira Shivanikim, we understand that there's a different take on Sfira. Sfira doesn't mean that some person needs to actively count the day. Rather, a person needs to be aware that today is of special importance. Avada by Sfiris Omer, each day is a separate mitzvah, and therefore a person can make a bracha on such a thing. However, on Sfiris Shivanikim, where there's no bracha, what remains is Avada the din of Sfurim Uvdukim. There has to be, the mechanics are the same, like Tosas and Nidbir the land. And Avada, a person needs to be aware every single day. And the Meshech Chochma asks, and himself brings already on the pasuk, and he brings Tosfos and he says he makes this dinyan from Tahara to Sfiris Omer, and he says that the idea is exactly the same. He says the idea of Sfiris Omer, the idea of Shemini Kiyum is exactly the same. He says that the both of them, the idea is that there needs to be a special hashkocha, a special awareness that today is something different. Today is a day that I'm either counting, I'm counting up to something. Today is a number, is one of a certain number. It's one of 50, or it's one of 7 for a gemar. Like we saw that the Maariv Tzchias answered. He says that the whole mitzvah of Shivan Nikiyin, because it's a mitzvah sheyesh achreya, gemar, you don't make a brocha. This idea lies even deeper. What he seems to be saying is that the whole mitzvah is just a run-up to the Gemara. The whole mitzvah is just a run-up to the Tevilah. And therefore, that is the Matthias of the mitzvah. The Matthias of the mitzvah is to count up to the seventh day. Meaning that with that your Mekayim Sfira, with counting up to the seventh day of Shivan Nikiyim, you're counting up to the Tevilah. And Be'etzem, if you look at the Chinuch and the Rambam on the mitzvah, they all speak about this is the yesod of the mitzvah. The Chinuch asks, why don't we count from 50 downwards? If a person is doing a countdown of any sort, you always do 10, 9, 8, 7. Why by Sfiris Omer do we start 1, 2, 3, 4? Why do we go in ascending order? So he says that the whole idea of Sfiris Omer is that we don't count for no reason. The idea of counting is only in order to reach Shavuos. It's only to reach the day that we came out of Mitzrayim, and we came out of Mitzrayim in order to receive the Torah, and we didn't physically come out of Mitzrayim, but we had the Yom Tov in order that now we can attain the same heights that we received over Pesach. We can work towards, and we can try and strive to get them in our own right in time for Shavuos. And therefore, these days of Chamishim Yoim, we wouldn't want to. The Chinuch says that if a person's counting down for a wedding, so if he would, it's very befitting for personal simcha today, but if a person would start counting, today is 6 months to the wedding, already he's going to start losing, 6 months, I'm not waiting. But however, you start counting from a low number, then that's significant. It's one day already that has passed. I'm coming closer. It's 2 days. If a person counts, it counts ascendingly, then he doesn't get put off. Already by the time he's up to the higher date, he already is taka closer. The Rambam also says a lashon in Morin Avochim. He says that we count these days. Shemamtim boy hanema shaboyavov. It's like someone is waiting for something dear, something beloved. He has to count every single day, single each day out as a meaning, because it's going to bring to something which is close to. Rav Shimshon Rafal Hirsch says that by Etzem we do this counting every single day, every single week. We count 7 days to come to Shabbos, and he says it's not for nothing that the 7 days that Sfiris Omer is 49 days, which comprises of 7 days and 7 weeks. He says that just like there's an idea that you come to the 7th day, because the 7th day is natural, we have it in this world, we have every single day of the week, and it comes to Shabbos. However, in the higher realms, in the Malis Aruchnius, there's a number 8, which is after the 7 days, you reach a higher sphere. That's why, he says, that's why we do Mila on day 8. Because it's after we've counted the 7, we've reached somewhere higher, and the day 8 is already has a hechara darga. He says, so too, Sfiris Omer comprises of 7 and 7, 7 days and 7 weeks, after which you get to Shavuos, which is mamish the pinnacle, mamish the highest darga. And what we seem, what comes out, what we seem to be seeing from all the from the mechanics of Sfira and how Sfira works, is that Sfira means that every single day needs to be a progression. Every single day needs to have a right on its own. It's not just, today isn't just the 16th day because we have to count 50 days and we're going to count the days as they go by. Each day needs to be counted in its own right. Just like by Sfira Shivanikiyim, the Torah says that each day needs to be Sfurim of Dukim. Each day needs to be counted and checked with a specific counting, and the Achronim go to such an extent that if a person missed a second of realizing that today wasn't Sfurim of Dukim, then it could be their soys the entire thing, and they have to start again. Have to start again the whole entire process. So too, when it comes to Sfiris Omer, a person needs to make sure that every single day of the Omer has a specific significance to him, and that's good for why. But in Kabbalah, they each day has a specific sphere. We don't dabble in Kabbalah, but we know that Tiferes, Gevura, Hoid, Chesed, Malchus, these things have a significance, and the significance that we can understand al kaponim is that each day isn't just one day of the 49. It's not just a count. Rather, each day has its midah, which is supposed to be worked on. So even though we're not doing Tiferes Sheva Gevura, I think it is today. Even though we're not doing Tiferes Sheva Gevura, we're not getting up to that level in Kabbalah. However, what Tiferes Sheva Gevura means is that today is completely different from tomorrow, and yesterday was different. This day of 49 has to have a special awareness, and we need to be aware that each day is slightly different and has a different take. And it's all in order to come up to something hechara, which is the 8th day, the 50th day, which is Shavuos. Morning, thank you very much. I extend the mazel tov to my shven, Shvigah, making chasana today.